should we question everything?
I think we should. Like, but even
it's so,
especially like especially like when even the news sources are coming out with like clickbaity stuff, you have to like start questioning everything. It sucks, but you gotta question it all.
But I guess though now, I mean, that just lowers the credibility of the journalism as well. That's what it sounds like.
I think so. Like, I totally think that the credibility of journalism has completely gone down.
I think so, and I feel bad because it takes one bad apple to ruin forever.
Except that it's not one.
Yeah, I know, but it accumulates. I get that, but.
Hey there! Welcome to the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts podcast, where you are encouraged to express your natural thoughts and views through casual, meaningful conversations that hopefully can lead to learning and understanding new perspectives. To find out more info, visit www.gfothoughts.com. Now, here are your hosts, Michael Wong and Robert Din. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another great episode of Gluten-Free Organic Thought Podcast. My name is Michael, and always with me, Robert.
How's it going, everyone? How's it going? Welcome back. We're excited to have another episode. I'm traveling today, so we have different background here. Yeah. Last couple weeks.
I still have the same blurred background, as you can tell.
You guys still have the same blurred background, yeah.
Oh well, so this week's episode is gonna be kind of be motivated by data. So as we know, as you all are aware, you know, it is the information age, and as we progress, actually we're gonna get more different ways of getting data and people mining our own data, right? But today's topic is focusing on having too much data and how we're absorbing it. And the question is, are we responsible to do a QA check on those data that we absorb and distill before we spread it back out to our peers?
Yeah. And how do we know? How do we know that this data is any good? Like,
correct. Well, do we have the responsibility? If so, how do we do that? If not, why not? Mm-hmm. I think that look at it from both sides.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So before we get started, what are you drinking, Robert?
I'm drinking my good old Coca-Cola here. Because I don't have any fancy drinks here at my parents' house, so it just is what it is. They got what they got. I also have a bottle of water here too. So. Right, fancy drinks over here.
It's okay. You're double fisting. So it's okay.
What do you got, Mike?
I got Wawa. So as you can tell.
Oh, Wawa coffee.
Yeah, it's only 20 ounces, so not too bad. Yeah.
Well, for those of you who aren't in, I don't know, I think it's the Eastern thing.
It's all
East
Eastern
Coast. Right now. Yeah, I think it's an East Coast thing. Wawa's like a gas station. Apparently, they have really good coffee, right?
Good food, actually. This came and from good Canada. Food. I think Wawa came from Canada, I believe. It's a family owned chain.
Wait, this one family owns all of Wawa?
I think that's how it started. And then it spread out in Philly, Northeast for a while. Mm-hmm. And then finally, it came down to the Southeast.
Yeah, so, it's a big thing. Oh, actually, I will tell you this. I was hanging out with my brother the other day, and he told me that's a way to get Vietnamese coffee at Starbucks. Like, a coffee that tastes just like Vietnamese coffee, but at Starbucks.
Hang on, tell them to put condensed milk and put the dark espresso in it?
No. It's, so it's equal parts espresso and mocha, like white mocha.
Oh,
so he gets like three shots of espresso and then three pumps of white mocha.
Yep.
And you can increase or decrease it, but it's like equal parts. And it's amazing. So good.
Is it three times more expensive than regular Vietnamese
coffee? No, it's like $3.75.
Get out of here.
It's not, really? It's not that expensive. It's not like a it's not like a Starbucks expensive coffee. Yeah, it's crazy. I was like,
it's a cheat code.
Yeah, but it's... It's like super strong, like a strong version of Vietnamese coffee. And Vietnamese coffee is already strong. It's so good.
Nice, nice. Yeah. All right. So going back to our original topic. All right. So let's get into this conversation. So I guess first thing is first, right? We're definitely admitting that there's too much data out there for sure. The first question is though, different ways of we're getting data today, right? Like I guess part of the question, in order to answer the question is that how we are getting our data today. Mm-hmm. So social media is definitely one of the platforms. Through blogs, podcasts, newspaper, emails. The
newspapers online, like new.
Yeah,
like,
online, physical paper, doesn't matter. Still.
Yeah, yeah, it's an online version of a newspaper, yeah.
Yeah, probably email blasts as well, right? News outlet on TV, maybe even ads, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that's. I think it's a lot of ads. And, also, I think. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
And YouTube, like influencers as well.
That makes sense. Yeah. I think like the majority of people get their news from Facebook or social media, like nowadays. I think that is a predominant. Like I think for our generation at least, or like the younger generations, it's
even the older generation. You see people, you know, the older generation, they put their peers posting stuff, they believe it, and so forth.
But there's still a lot of people that are watching the 6 o'clock news every day.
Yeah, that's true. But that's like
our parents and like
back
generation. Whereas like I never watch 6 o'clock news. I don't even.
I used to watch the 6 morning news for all the 6 a.m. because I really wanted to get into. Obviously, when I'm into the stock market a little bit, I kind of watch a lot of stuff coming up, the pre-market stuff.
Yeah, so, but that's... Well, you're not watching... That's not, like, local news, though. That's business news.
It's kind of like... I watch the local news and then switch over to the channel because I think the pre-market starts at 7 o'clock.
I've watched those, but I have not watched the local news. I don't watch that stuff.
Let me tell you, I live in Orlando. You want to hear about the I-4 traffic?
The traffic's there, like right.
Just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. So obviously those are the different outlets, right? And one of the, I guess, you know, going back to the question itself. So as we consume it, as we absorb it, and try to distill it in our mind, there is a little level of overwhelming, right? And I think this probably playing the factor is that, do we have the responsibility to start queuing some of those information? And if so, how do we do it? If not, why not?
I think there's also a thing, right? Like we talked about the different types of news and stuff and information. I feel like the news outlets, and the journalism news does themselves a disservice by putting up a paywall on every one of those sites. Like
that's true.
Like because the New York, New York
Times. The New York Times, it does that too. Bloomberg does that as well sometimes.
So like
Wall Street Journals.
So like the real news, right? The news that we expect to be correct always has sources. A paywall, right? Yeah. Like good sources, they have a paywall. So it does us a disservice because that news isn't readily available for us to consume.
Well, they're good users, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So that also kind of because people are lazy already. Let's be honest with you.
Yeah.
So if we're not, so let's say that, let's take the one-sided argument first, right? So we can argue that we're not responsible for this because, you know, at the end of the day, we technically can trust the media source to provide us the right data, the right sources, to provide the right news, right? It's their responsibility to make sure they tell the truth. That's one side of the argument.
Yeah, for like the real news.
Yep.
The real journalism news, right? It's like we kind of trust them because they seem like a valid source. Yeah,
correct.
You're right.
But it's their duty to make sure that their own data does not get diluted across the way. I guess it's been distilled, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as it spread more. But also at the same time, though, human beings are lazy, so we shouldn't be. I guess the one side argument is that we should not have the responsibility of making sure that the data is actually good. You know what I mean? Like it shouldn't general. Like it's just, we don't have to have the time in the world to do that. I mean, most people don't.
We also aren't like experts, right? So
we're not experts either.
We expect the people who are going out and researching and writing stuff up to be
the experts.
And so like, it's impossible for us to actually go out and do every research for everything. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's correct. Yeah. No, and you're right, because that is their job, right? Because to pull out different sources, to come up with that point of view, make sure that, you know, this is actual real fact. And we gave we give them the credibility that they're the expert because they spend so much time doing it.
Mm-hmm. Because that's their job. That's their job.
That's the job.
Like if someone was to come to me with data, and when they were like, "Hey, Robert, give me some data," and I gave them data, they would be like, "Oh, we're gonna assume that Robert gave us the right data." We might do a couple checks here, and they're like very light checks. But It's that's what you assume. Like you're the expert to get what you you need.
So and I think that's a good reason why we shouldn't be liable for that as a consumer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So now let's pick the other side of the argument, right? Where, you know, why we should do it? Because there are, you know, fake news outlets there for clickbaits. They just want to confuse people. Mm-hmm. There is that side of people who just want to dilute the news to confuse people.
That's true. But also, like, before we get to the those sites, even the news, the regular news, is doing clickbaity everything. And as soon as you put like a clickbaity title on something, I kind of just assume that it's just that it's bad information. And these are like legit sites that are putting clickbaity stuff on there because that's what's giving them revenue and stuff. But like,
funny thing is that I fell for them before sometimes. And I was like, man, like these are good titles, but this article has nothing to do with that at all.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Also, there's also like legit sites, like tech sites and stuff, which will like say something like this. I saw something that was like, oh, like the ten anime character or like Naruto characters that can beat Naruto or something like that, crazy. And then they give you a list, and the list was completely off base. If you had watched the anime, that was not right. So it's just like wrong information coming from a legit site. Like it's more opinion, but it's still like this opinion is just wrong. Like
But I also think that I've seen true legit website who takes sources from another site, who takes the sources from that another site, like Chakesuke Pigeon Way, all the time, you know?
Yeah, yeah. they'll take a source that like one source will have
another source,
or like they'll take it directly from the source, and then the next one will just take this guy, and they don't go back to the original source.
They don't.
They just go to. They go like analysis of the analysis of the analysis.
Yeah, it's crazy because I do think at that point we should pay attention to that, at least the consumer part. I personally think that if we realize patterns like that, we should do a double check before we spread it, at least. Like, listen, it's okay to consume it, but if we're trying to spread it to somebody else and put it on our news feed, Facebook post, or share it through our friend, whatever it is, communication, double check something like that at least.
Yeah, we definitely have to now, because I feel like once you've read a few of those things that are just like off base or like,
you know what,
articles of articles of articles, like you decide, you think about it and you're like, I shouldn't think about it. It's the people that like automatically just forward where they're not, they don't even realize what is the data, like what they're reading, right? They don't even realize that that's wrong, or they don't realize that it's a source of a source of a source that doesn't
They don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
And it's easy, don't get me wrong. I've done it, I'm a fair share mistake as well. It's easy to force something that you don't realize, oh, this is an arc of someone else.
We send stuff to each other all the time, and then someone's like, is this fake? And then we have to go research it, and it's
fake. We do, and it's fake, and we pull it back.
And we're like, oh, I guess this was funny. We're
retracting our own data.
We retract our own links that we're sending to our friends.
And if the news media outlet can do it, we can do it, okay?
Oh, man. Do we apologize for it? Because I don't think they apologize. They just say, oh, we're retracting it.
No. They have the little update title. So it's like, we publish at certain dates and then retracted this and that's what they did. They don't even tell you when they retract it. Like, they don't even tell you, hey, guys, we retracted this.
Yeah.
But it does happen, though. And I think that kind of reason why we should queue, especially like if we're trying to share a news information through social media, man, nowadays you can fake any video. It's so crazy.
Yeah, that's true. And there's like all kinds of fake videos out there.
Yeah.
It's
But how do you even verify that now at that point?
I don't know. And it takes a long time to like verify some stuff.
Yeah. So you had to search what other outlets talking about this that is not taking the same source to see, make sure it's real.
Yeah.
Like it really, you do. Like you have to take some time to that and get consideration to literally pull that out. And most people, they have 9-to-5 jobs, they have kids, they don't have time to do that.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that. So, we really don't. Like, it's just too much. But
yeah,
but like, if we're going, if you see something that's fishy, like, you have to be looking for stuff that's fishy. You're like, you question everything. That's what we've come down to. Is like, everything we see now, we gotta question it.
So I guess now, leading to then my next question, but about this, is like, should we question everything?
I think we should. Like, but even
it's so,
especially like, especially like when even the news sources are coming out with like clickbaity stuff, you have to like start questioning everything. It sucks, but you gotta question it all.
But I guess though, now, I mean, that just lowers the credibility of the journalism as well. That's what it sounds like.
I think so. Like, that might be a different podcast, but like,
yeah,
I totally think that the credibility of journalism has completely gone down.
I think so, and I feel bad because it takes one bad apple to ruin forever.
Except that it's not one.
Yeah, I know, but it accumulates. I get that, but it's, and I still believe that there are some good journalism out there, and mm-hmm. so yes, I just think that, how do we get the mass people to start questioning stuff, right? Because at least get the mindset to start looking at stuff, patterns that should, okay, well, this doesn't make sense at all. Why is it this? Instead of just absorbing it and then resharing it again. Because that cascade really fast, especially if you have a celebrity who actually believe this is true and they share it to millions of people, and those mm-hmm. millions of people share to people, it can escalate so quickly sharing fake news.
Yeah, that's 100% true. But like, so like, all of this like information that we're getting and sharing around, like, it also gets to the point where it's just like overloading us completely with all of this crazy
stuff. Stressful. It becomes stressful.
Yeah. And we were talking about this earlier, where like, or not on the podcast, but like offline, where it's like, it's getting to the point where it's just like numbing us and like being like, oh, we might see so many different things that it's just like, oh, now we see it all. Like, we just, everything is just,
we kind of stop caring, or this is the normality. And that's a sad thing. Like, I think one of the topic conversation example we brought up early before this podcast, like the shooting, right? We saw so many mass shooting, even though we see it everywhere 24/7 for a long period of time, it's almost kind of become desensitized, which is kind of, it's sad because it's still important.
Yeah.
This is like,
it's definitely, it shouldn't
be happening. This is not normal. This is like not normal. Mass shooting should never be happening.
Yeah. And then, but like, we see it every day. There was a point where it's like every day there was a mass shooting, and like, got to the point where it's like, oh man, another one. That sucks. But like, what are we really, what can we really do? Right. But then there's also like they'll be throwing out information that is just wrong. And that'll also be all over the place. And there's no way to stop it because it's just been pushed everywhere.
Yeah. And then when they retract, it's too late.
Yeah. By the time it's retracted, everyone believes it already. Like, for example, right, I'm in Florida. Now, like, here in Florida, nobody cares about COVID. Like, they don't.
We care a little.
They don't think it's real. Like, they just don't think it's real. But, like, when they were starting to quarantine everyone, there was, like, news from the CDC or whatever saying it wasn't, that something wasn't really working right, or something like the mask didn't really help, or they said something. Oh yeah, right?
It confused everybody.
It confused everyone. And by the time they retracted it, it had gone out, and the people who believed that just went with it, and still today are talking about it, and they're like, yeah, this is it, like, the mask don't work. Why are you wearing masks?
I feel like, okay, so now how about this? You know, pivot this conversation a little bit, but government agencies who literally has the power and knowledge to share the right information, they should be accountable for that kind of stuff. Because if you think about it, I feel like they confused people when everything was started going down. They told me, hey, some certain masks are not mandatory, certain things. Like, it was just started confusing people. Like, literally, like, I feel like even taking out, like, oh, you guys, you don't have to wear a mask outside anymore. And like, and then it was just, it's too early to do kind of things like that. And then people, oh, we don't have to wear a mask anywhere anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just read it on the line. I feel like government agency who's spreading those kind of updates, they need to be a little bit more accountable for what they do. It's not fake news. It isn't. It just being misinterpreted. And it confused the mass.
I don't know. I feel like some of it is fake too. Like the masking has gone very political. So like,
yeah,
when the politics, like the politicians come in and say stuff, like I don't think they should be allowed to say whatever they want.
That's true.
I feel like they should be held accountable for the things they say,
especially if it's health related to a mask.
Yeah, especially when it's like affecting our like our country and like the people in our country, yeah, like this deeply, right? But yeah,
well, the morality behind it, think about this, like I feel like we tearing ourselves apart, to be honest with you. Like if we're shooting ourselves in the foot, we're tearing ourselves apart. Like every quadrant of the country's doing their own thing. That's what mm-hmm. it looks like.
Yeah so. And the politicians don't help at all in that
and you think that it's supposed to unite people more for the same common cause, but it's not.
Yeah,
that's the sad part.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're getting a little off topic though, but you know, in terms of, you know, being able to curate stuff, I do think overall we should have a little bit of responsibility before we share something. At least we could absorb it. That's fine. I mean, you could read whatever you want to absorb it. But if we try to share something, I personally think that we have the small responsibility to investigate if it's fishy, or investigate if it's like, you know, double link back to back service sources, actually read the true source, or to Google other similar, you know, to see that actually this is being displayed somewhere else as well, right? To make sure this is real before we share to somebody else though.
I think we tried to answer this question before, but like how do we actually, like, since we're not the experts at any of this stuff, how do we know what we're researching is actually the right research?
Well that you comes probably, out? You'll probably see other outlets probably reporting the same thing but with different sources, so you can tell, okay, this could be a real incident, right? At least we can tell that's a real incident. At least it could be a different perspective, but it's a real incident. I'm not saying that, hey, validate the sources. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying like you can read out a lot of fishy stuff, let's just say.
Yeah, so you're saying like, yeah, we should be doing like a surface level check on it, like
before we share it with anybody.
Yeah, if and also, not, also like yeah. a like a gut check, right? Sometimes it's like, this really just feels fishy, even though I don't have any data.
Sometimes it's common sense too.
Yeah, it's like it just feels like it doesn't seem like the right thing, right? Yeah. So
obviously don't do it if you're not gonna share to anybody. Don't waste your time doing it. But even though for your own insanity say, if you're not sharing to anybody, I would personally do my own QA check to make sure I'm absorbing the right data, the right information as well.
Yeah.
And it's too much sometimes. It is. It's just overwhelming. You don't have time to check every single thing, and I get that. But at least if you're trying to plan to share with somebody else, create something at least.
Yeah.
To some degree.
Yeah.
I think we do owe it to our followers, our people that we share with, our friends, our peers. Before we share something, we have somewhat of a due diligence to create something of that. So.
Somewhat.
Otherwise, don't share it, to be honest. Why you want to share it? It makes it look bad if they call you out as fake, first of all. You may get bad reputation. They may call you out, hey, stop sharing fake news stuff, you know? It happens.
It's true. But like it's also like I can see how it can happen, because you see something and immediately you're like, oh, this affirms what I believe, so I'm going to share it, right? Before validating. And yeah. You might have like friends in your group that also believe in the same thing, and so they're also reaffirming everything that is
sure that you're sharing the right thing.
Yeah. For example, like I don't know, we're in a group of guys who, quite a few of us don't like LeBron James, and like if anything comes out that's negative on LeBron James, we send it out, even if it's wrong, and you're like, oh, actually, this wasn't right, but you know what? Whatever, we hate him. Like,
you guys just amplified the whole thing.
Double down.
Hey, listen, there's a reason why they do that, because they know how to target certain audiences.
That's true. All of these clickbaity stuff and like all these like these fake news things, they know what is like what triggers us emotionally, and then so they just like throw the.
They know how to target it. They're like, oh, you know what? It must be real because I believe it too.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And I think that, you know, that's also part of it, why we should actually personally think we should cure it, because it goes against, go check our the fact or opinions in a sense, right?
Yeah.
So sometimes you can read an article, it's actually an opinion, it's not a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And most people sometimes they cannot distinguish that at all, by the way. I mean, every article
they distinguish it, but they
agree to it,
probably. Agree with it, and then it doubles down their own beliefs, and then they're like, oh yeah, other people think the real. Same thing as me, so it must be right.
Especially if they live in their own bubble, they may not have encountered other things otherwise as well.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And so that's true. And then at that point is that, how do you know you're queuing in the right way?
That's what I'm saying. Like, we might just be like, we might just QA our own bubble and just be like, yeah, this is what we believe. And so this is our QA.
So are you saying overall that we shouldn't even waste time QAing at all?
That's the other side. We're just like, no, just screw it. Just keep sending it. Forward everything.
We're not getting any better. That we're not getting.
we're not good at this anyway. So why even?
We're not the expert. Actually, we're not the expert, right? I mean, the whole point of guests reading different media outlets is for you to create your own awareness, right? At the end of the day, we do have a due diligence to create, to make sure our awareness is becoming really a little bit smarter, just a little bit more aware, just a little bit smarter.
Yeah. Hopefully, like, we have all this information. We should be getting smarter. We should be learning every day. It should be like everything is easy to just find the right answer, and yet somehow
it's so hard to find the right answer.
Very
sometimes.
Hard. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So moving on to our extra MG funny session. So what do you have for us today, Robert?
Today I don't think I have a. I might have a picture that I'll send that I can send later. But like, yeah. All right. I'm at my mom's house, and she has a little chihuahua, and I went into the treat box. I think I said this to our group, like, we went to the treat box, and I pulled out, like, all the treats, and they were all expired.
It was so bad. Like, it was, like, six, seven months ago.
So, a bunch of bags that she, like, they're, like, we've opened and given her those treats. And those were like 2020, right? So, years. They expired in 2020. And my mom's like, no, this is like August of 2020. I was like, Mom, it's August this month of 2021. It's a year old. So, like, you can throw this away. And then there was boxes of these old treats that she had never, they were unopened, but they were labeled for expired in 2014.
Yeah, years.
2014, 7 years ago. These are.
I bet it still looks fine, look perfect, and looks edible still.
Yeah, it's probably smelled fine too, because they're dog treats, so they don't like they just smell like dog food. But but I was like, if it's expired in 2014, that means you must have gotten them in 2013, right? So they're like 8 years old. Like, oh my god. So I threw out all of those and bought new treats.
You should have just fed to the dogs, stray dogs out there, you know? They weren't eating anything. The stray dogs out there, you know?
No. Also, the next door neighbors, they keep feeding the stray cats in the neighborhood. So there's cats everywhere, just like huddling around.
I hate it. My roommate does that right now. He feeds the stray kittens out there. I see four kittens coming around my
front door. Your roommate does this?
He does it in the sidewalks. He food out there. I'm like, dude,
what? Why? Why does he do this? Did you tell him to stop?
I did tell him to stop. He still does it. It's been 3 years.
Wow, that's horrible.
I know. Anyway, all right. So my funny thing is, I sent you a link. So it's a video. The title says, after telling my work I'm leaving, they said that I must make a formal resignation letter. So in response, I went all out.
All right, what's he doing here?
He's reading his letter of resignation through a third party. He says that he hired a guy to do it.
He hired a guy to read his resignation letter?
Yes. And explains what they must do.
All right. Six long, arduous years. Wait, so he just stands up there and the guy just is talking.
Yep.
Just reading it. What kind of store is this? Is this
it looks like a European store. That's what it looks like.
But it looks kind of like a Target or a Walmart would be.
Yeah, a supermarket, you can tell. Yeah. Like a Target and Walmart, yeah, correct. Yeah. It's just funny though.
You think he hired this guy, or you think
it's probably a friend of his. If I ever quit my job, I'm gonna do that, you know. But how do I do that online though?
It's on like your like monthly all hands or whatever for your team, or like your team meeting. That's what you do.
Yeah, actually, I saw some. Okay, actually, in my work 3 weeks ago, somebody sent a goodbye video.
Someone sent a mass goodbye video.
A mass goodbye video.
Wow.
It's like a lot of people.
How did they do? Was it on like YouTube or something that he sent it?
Yeah, he uploaded to some kind of YouTube site. Yeah. It's smart. It's a smart way to say goodbye, you know?
Wow. I guess that's the way to do it nowadays. Yeah. Like, people quitting, you gotta go. You gotta do something. Oh, wow, online. You know? Yeah.
You gotta leave some word of wisdom behind, you know, I guess, too, right?
I guess so.
Okay, alrighty. Well, that wraps up our episode.
No, we're gonna end with our rant.
Oh, that's right, the rant. That's right. My apologies.
Yeah, Michael, you got anything to rant about
besides Construction Midnight? Nah, that's about it.
Construction Midnight.
I ran about this before. How they do construction in random hours and narrow it down to no lanes and makes you drive inside the lanes before. I already ran this about this way. Besides that, though, I don't really have much to rant, to be honest. Okay. Yeah. How about you?
My rant is that Florida doesn't care about COVID, right, at all. They care a little. They really don't.
Well, Publix might now be enforced again, every employee to wear a mask, and, you know, so.
Employees. Yeah.
Yeah, employees.
But then, like, people going in don't care. I went to attempted to go to a coffee shop earlier in the week. And I walked in and nobody's wearing a mask. And this is after like the Delta variant's been out and people are like, didn't they say you need to be wearing masks again indoors? Like that's a thing
so,
now, right?
So depends. So the Florida governor's letting the county decide whether they're gonna make it required to wear a mask. So most county made it optional. It's recommended. They said recommended to wear a mask indoors. That's what they did.
It's so stupid because they have like the highest cases of this virus.
So the highest concentration cases is in South Florida, right?
Yeah. So shouldn't they just be like, all right, let's bog down and not do anything. Let's chill out.
I worked out a coffee shop past couple of days in a row in South Florida. Starbucks did a good job of separating the table still. And then a lot of people were indoor. They were kind of wearing masks here and there. I mean, it wasn't crowded at all. It's like five people. It was like, but in a big ass store though. So it wasn't like,
I went into this coffee shop, right? I went to this coffee shop and the tables were not spread out. It seemed like a normal, like everything was still normal. And every table had somebody in it and like nobody was wearing a mask. So I walked in, I looked around and I was like, all right, I'm out of here. Cause I can't, I don't do that. And then not only that, like, this weekend, I went with my brother and his kids, and we were like, oh, we're going to go to the park or a lake and something and feed, like, the ducks and stuff, right? Yeah. So we went to one of the state parks. We went in, paid $6 to get in to, like, Ponce de Leon State Park, and drove in, and it was packed. Like, there was no parking spaces left.
Okay.
And you walk out, every table has a huddle, like, a group of people in each table, and the springs were like full of people. We drove one lap around and just drove out. Right, we're done. Like, it's no good. Yeah, we went to two parks, and both of them were the same. They were just like packed with people. Like,
everyone's outdoor right now. I mean, at least Disney is forcing the guests to wear masks. So
indoors.
No, I think it's both indoor and outdoor now.
No, no, no. I have a friend who went to Disney today. Really? And he was like, yeah, nobody here wears masks. It's just me.
Oh, so outdoor me. That's outdoor's not as big of a deal.
I mean, it's not as big of a deal, but like, I mean, you should be wearing a mask. Like, I don't fucking understand. Just wear the mask.
Yeah. I mean, to protect people, just to protect people in general. So,
it's not even to protect yourself. It's to protect everyone. Also, like, if I see a group of people wearing a mask, like, I feel so much safer. I don't know why, but I just feel safer. It just mentally makes you feel safer. I don't know. seeing all these people maskless, I'm assuming everyone's got COVID here in Florida.
I mean, you just get a COVID test before you leave. Let us know.
Yeah. I did. I got a COVID test, but we'll see.
I always got a COVID test before I see my parents anyway. So
yeah, it's crazy.
All right. Well, everybody, thanks for tuning in to this episode. Let us know what you think about, you know, do you want to QA your own data before you share somebody? You know, leave us a comment. Should you even do it, right? Yeah. If you do it, give us any ideas how you could do it better, to be honest, perhaps.
That's true. How do we make sure that we're sending out the right data and QAing our own data correctly?
Yeah, if you do it, right? So
yeah. We're in the mode of like we don't even know if we're doing anything right even. So let us know. So for anyone out there listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or any of those podcasts, give us a like, give us a rating. And if you're on YouTube, smash that like button.
Subscribe below, please.
Yeah, subscribe to our channel. And if you want to watch all of our episodes, you can go to our website, www.gfothoughts.com.
Thanks for tuning in. Until next time. Take it easy.
See you guys. Peace.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Gluten-Free Organic Thoughts Podcast. As always, we appreciate you. If you are watching us on YouTube, please don't forget to subscribe to our channel, like this episode, and leave us a comment. If you are listening to us, please leave us your honest review on your preferred podcast listening platform. And as always, you can find us on social media at Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at GFOT Thoughts. Drop a comment and give us some feedback. We would love to hear from you. Until next time, see you then.